This is a podcast by The Straits Times.
Hi, I'm Haryanto Diman. Welcome to The Straits Times, the big story podcast where we analyse key issues with our journalists and guest experts.
Defending champion Simone Biles has withdrawn from tomorrow's individual all-around event due to ongoing concerns over her mental health. This follows the big story out of the Olympics last night when she dropped out of the team final after an underwhelming opening vault. After making the decision, she spent the remainder of the competition on the sidelines, no doubt disappointed, but still cheering for her US teammates and even offering to run errands for them. US Gymnastics said Biles had withdrawn because of a medical issue. She later revealed that it was due to concerns for her mental well-being. The pressure of chasing medals is something the four-time Olympic champion addressed a few days ago on her Instagram account. After an uninspired qualification effort, she said that she felt, quote, the weight of the world on my shoulders. Biles has also qualified for the individual apparatus finals on Sunday, but it's still unclear if she'll continue her run in Tokyo. Assistant sports editor Rohit Brichnath is here now. Now he is at the Olympics main press centre. Rohit, welcome to the show. Help us unpack why Biles speaking out about her mental health was, like what you wrote in your piece yesterday, best move all night.
You have Simone Biles, who has 4 Olympic gold medals and 19 world championship medals, and basically does things in gymnastics which no gymnast has ever done, and it is an incredibly dangerous sport. So let's not try to teach them about pressure. So when these athletes who have done these amazing things step back from competition, and they have very short lives in sport, right? Simone Biles may not be there at another Olympics. So when she decides not to take part in a competition, we should pay attention rather than saying, they're not tough enough, which I think is absurd. And so I think we should listen to them. Pressure on athletes has gone out of control. I think the emphasis of winning has gone out of control. I think, you know, modern athletes have to deal with social media. They have to deal with people who expect them to be perfect all the time. They have to deal with abuse. They have to deal, I mean, gymnasts, for example, have had to deal with sexual abuse in America. So there are so many things that athletes have to deal with. And so I thought she did a good thing, because I feel gymnastics is dangerous, right? The things that she done are dangerous. So if you're not ready, right, then you need to pull out. And I think it's very difficult to do this. So one of the things that happened, which is very interesting, is that earlier this year, the International Olympic Committee produced a mental health toolkit for elite athletes. And some of the figures there, even me, and I've been running sport for a fair amount of time, I was actually astonished by some of the figures. For example, 33.6% of athletes suffer from some symptoms of depression. 49% of them have sleep-related problems. And it's remarkable, actually, because I spoke to a Singapore athlete, a shooter, some weeks ago before the Olympics, and she had tried to qualify for major games, and she had failed by very, very small margins. And she also had a sleep disorder. So I told her, well, actually, you're just one of like 49%. So we need to listen to these athletes. We need to listen to what's going on. We shouldn't feel that we know all the answers. We shouldn't just rely on this old-fashioned view, oh, you've got to suck it up.
Right. Rohit, you pointed out as well, you know, some would say that dealing with mental pressure is all part of the job as a professional athlete. So where is the line between handling the pressure of being in the spotlight and taking care of one's mental health?
That is key. Pressure, I mean, grit is part of professional sport. All these athletes know it. I mean, they train incredibly hard. You know, they bleed. You know, have you ever seen a rower's hands? They're amazing. They're full of these blisters, some of them blood blisters. And they sweat, they hurt, they, you know, they pull muscles, they do this sort of stuff. They know pressure. They are the ones in the arena. We are not. I think that's one of the things we have to understand. We don't know what it's like, you know, to have people expect perfection from us all the time. We just don't know that. Yeah. And so I think, and we also have to remember that these athletes are very, very young. I mean, Simone Biles is 24 years old. Naomi Osaka is 23 years old. And I think they have been put some of them in situations where they are very uncomfortable. And so can they manage pressure? Obviously, because they wouldn't have got to this level unless they can manage pressure. So what is happening? What is it that is pushing them over the line is something obviously we have to investigate. And I think sport has to listen to these athletes and find out what's going on. That an athlete who trains for 5 years to be in Olympics, to be at the Olympics, to win a gold medal, decides to opt out. There's something is wrong. We can't just say that it's too much that, you know, they don't have grit. That, I mean, I find that unbelievable that people could say they don't have grit. Of course they do. But something is happening that is making them feel that this is too difficult. So what is it? And I think rather than everybody just, I think people are some people are being, I mean, a lot of people have been quite supportive of her, but there are also people being cruel. And I think it's a time for us to, I think, learn a little bit.
Rohit, when mental health is publicly brought up as a concern, especially by influential athletes like Biles and, like you mentioned, Naomi Osaka, what do these incidents mean for the future of sports, professional sports people, and governing sports bodies?
Yeah. So I think actually it's incredibly brave of these athletes to do what they're doing, because I feel with anything, it's like athletes who protest, you know, whether they're talking about Black Lives Matter or they're doing anything. I think athletes who have big platforms, who have a huge amount of followers, who are quite famous, I always admire athletes who use these platforms, who stand up for things. So I think in a way, Osaka and Biles are standing up for things. They're calling attention to an issue. Now, in that mental health toolkit I talked about the International Olympic Committee, when they ask athletes, what's the main reason why you don't report mental health issues? The number one reason was stigma, because of the way we look at mental health and the way we, you know, our reflex is to say, they're just weak. But of course, it's not. It's far more complicated than that. So one of Biles' teammates said a very interesting thing. So some people might feel, oh, she let her teammates down by sort of abandoning them right at the moment of competition. But one of her teammates, I can't remember which one, said actually she understood perfectly because it is stuff they go through as well. So I think all young athletes, I mean, if you ask Singapore athletes, they will probably tell you the same thing. All athletes go through some version of this. This is when the pressure becomes too much and the demands become too much. And so I think coaches have to be very sensitive. Officials have to be very sensitive. We've got to listen. You've got to be tough, but you've also got to listen to what they're going through. And I think that's what Biles has done. She's making us have what we need to have, which is a conversation.
That was an SBH podcast by The Straits Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg.
You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times, The Business Times and Money FM 89.3.